Welcome to the Roundtable Podcast, a ministry of Westside Church that seeks to help those who have questions of Jesus, His church, and the call to follow Him.
So I want to welcome you to another edition, it's been a long time since we've had a Roundtable Podcast, but want to welcome you to this edition. My name's Norm. Senior pastor of Westside Church, James Bonney, is with me here. Hi, James. How are you?
Good to be here. Good.
James, the reason why I'm doing this, as you know full well, is some exciting things going on as it relates to the North Shore campus. Just so people, you know who are listening, right now you're the North Shore campus pastor. So Westside has three campuses. We have a downtown campus, we have a North Shore campus, we have the Tri-City campus, which is a coming together of three ministries. That's a whole other story we've talked about here before. But we've had the North Shore campus that we launched in 2012, Easter of 2012. And we just, by way of the affirmation of the North Shore body, have made the decision, feeling that we've been led to this, that the North Shore campus is moving to a standalone church status, has been called to, and so that's taking place. So on April 1st, by God's grace of 2018, the North Shore campus will be... become Shore Church.
The Shore Church.
The
Shore Church.
Now, why?
Yeah.
You know, I'm involved in all these conversations, and I always thought it was Shore Church, not the
Shore
Church.
Well, when you say, good morning, Shore Church, you'll say Shore Church, but, we really thought about it, prayed about it, and just felt like, you know, when asked, hey, what church do you go to? We go to the Shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I like that, man. Yeah, that's good.
Identifies with the people, and, yeah.
So I want to talk about this because I really want to kind of dive into what led to this. Why would we do this? What are the benefits? Did something happen? Did we, you and I start scrapping and you just said, hey, yes. I want to get away from you.
Yeah.
If it's not broke, why change? So... maybe I'll just ask you the question, kind of talk about the last couple of years leading up to this decision.
Well, man, I just to go back from the very beginning, I remember sitting having a beverage together and discussing.
Macchiato. Yeah.
And discussing, God's leading, what's the next step for you? And at that point, 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago now, my heart was so invested in who Westside is, both its theological convictions and its philosophy of ministry and what we were doing in Granville Island and Kitts. I just said I wouldn't do anything different. And people know the story, but just started feeling this call to the North Shore and went in prayer, did some prayer walks around there and felt one day walking into the theater, this is where you're going to meet. Met with you after the following day, and the story we did Sent and Sending, and we launched the campus. And so, for me, very early on, my convictions was to do what Westside's doing on the North Shore because of who we were reaching. You know, my conviction at that time was the North Shore is basically Kitsilano. 20 years later, they made it, and it didn't work. And so, I found like let's do Westside over there. And if you remember early on, we did a rotating preaching thing for the first 6 to 8 months where we would do, the same sermon, go back to Granville Island, the North Shore, we'd rotate. And
you were a week behind, right?
We were a week behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but we realized really early on, I think this is part of the beginning of the stirring.
Yeah.
That people didn't know who we were. They didn't know this is us.
Right.
And so we realized they needed a pastor. They needed someone to focus on. So I said, let's not do that. We prayed through it. And we just said, I'm going to be the campus pastor. No more rotating preaching. Let's do the same series. So that began like what we're trying to do here. We're going to try to do it over there.
Yeah.
With the right heart, right aim, and right passion to make Jesus known.
So let me stop here. And so... A lot of churches do campus ministry stuff now. Multiple campuses, you know, here in Vancouver, there's a lot of churches, in fact, you know, whether it's Coastal or if it's Christ City or if it's Village or 10th Avenue, us and others do campus, and there's a lot of advantages. So maybe for someone who doesn't run in this world, what are some of the advantages of doing campus ministry? So, you know, instead of just planting a standalone going, okay, we're going to plant the North Shore campus. So let's talk about that first and then hit, okay, if there's so many advantages, why move on?
Yeah.
So maybe talk about some of the advantages of campus ministry.
Yeah, well, I would say first, you have shared vision, shared resources, shared leadership, where the person on the ground can really focus on pastoring the people in front of them, preaching the sermons, where you can, you know, have the same graphics, you know, a finance team come in, where a lot of the groundwork stuff that oftentimes planters get consumed with is provided for you. You know, one of the greatest blessings for me was early on, people had all these agendas, and I could say, this is not how we run, and we had an established eldership team, and so it's really resources and common vision that if you were to say what are the best things about being a campus.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's basically, you know, if you go to a seminar, you talk to somebody who's doing it, it's always that.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't have to raise up a new media team. You don't have to raise up a new elder team. You don't have to raise up, a new administrator. Or maybe you do in small part have to get some of those people. But, man, there's a lot of stuff on the ground you don't have to worry about. You can have the same accounting team. You've got the same, you know, you've got the same status as a society, a church society, all of that stuff. So you don't have to go through the rigmarole of that, of that stuff. So there's a lot of great stuff that comes with being a campus ministry. And like I said, as you know full well, we just started another campus this last September, this time, you know, in partnership with a couple other churches, Crossridge and Northview. So a lot of advantages. It's easier. It's more effective.
People know your name.
They know your name and all of that stuff. So why are we doing this?
That's a good question. You know, my first answer is it just goes back to call. Like, that's a really big one for me personally, because as a campus pastor, we worked really hard. We worked really hard at being West Side, North Shore, and we loved it. At first, you have to really do a lot of translating. So what is Vancouver doing here, and would that work over here, and how do we own our own place? And so we began having to filter different announcements, like Vancouver's doing this, so how are we going to do it over here?
Right.
But we worked hard at that. This isn't working for us. We would change it or not announce it. And so it began with a conversation where you and I were going for a walk, and you said, hey, do you think there's something that being a campus, like having all these great things, all these great resources, that is holding you back from a concentrated mission, more opportunity for people to rise to the occasion, for growth, for all of that? Is there anything that being a campus of Westside is holding you back? And, you know, I've said this before, but I remember thinking, are you trying to break up with me? And you were like, no, this is I was thinking about this, and I remember saying to you, to be honest with you, I've never thought about it. And I love that, because there was nothing, you know, when people ask, so why are you breaking up? We're not. There was nothing other than God stirring. And so for the first time, I began to think about it, and God shed some light on some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would just add, you know, when people have asked me, and we've talked about this too, and when we were leading up to the decision and presenting it to your ministry, your congregation over there, we're in the discipleship ministry game, right? If I can use that sort of verbiage without offending anybody, we're making disciples, and so I agree that there's great benefit and ease that comes with doing campus ministry, but if your campus hinders you because it's quote unquote so easy, if that hinders your people from buying in, serving, reaching out, inviting, stepping up, and those types of things, then you need to consider whether or not they need to go standalone. Now, when I say that, it's not saying that the North Shore Ministry and the people there were not doing that, because mm-hmm. they served great. In fact, it's the strength of the ministry and where it is now that I think gives me such peace.
Right.
Because we're saying goodbye to a really strong, solid ministry with great leadership. I'm talking about next steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is something... below the surface that sometimes people think, well, if we have another ministry over there that can resource this mm-hmm. or have somebody come in or what have you, there is this unspoken, I think, belief that, well, then they don't really need me or I don't have a role here or whatever. And that's terrible. I mean, we're called to disciple and train up and equip people for mm-hmm. works of ministry. And if a campus model of ministry hinders that, mm-hmm. then my goodness, man, we got to get rid of the campus model of ministry long term. Again, I think it has benefits short term, but long term, and you've heard me give the analogy. Mm-hmm. It's the analogy of a kid that stays home too long.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, there's advantages of staying home, but at some point they need to go because they're growing and they're reaching adulthood and their life now carries on from here. And so that's a huge aspect for me in this.
And I would say you can tell already in our people that there is a new creative energy. There's a new
awesome.
Like an awareness where like their maturity and their excitement to be a church on the North Shore for the North Shore in its fullness is just risen. Like, I mean, just the members' affirmation of 97% was such an encouraging spirit for our body.
So let's talk about some of the transition stuff, you know, what needs to take place. You know, obviously there's a name transition, but you can't simply start a church.
Right.
You know, I mean, anybody can, you know, hang out a sign and go, you know, I'm a church. But to be officially, legally a church, there's a lot of work that has to go into that. But what are some other practical things that, you know, from a staffing standpoint, budget standpoint, mm-hmm. I mean, you're your own thing. And so you're moving out, right? So talk about some of the stuff even now you've been working on, which may prove helpful to other people as they think about this down the line.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's very fresh. I worked really hard at not trying to get too ahead of myself. So the vote was last Sunday, the affirmation. But the first real rock in the jar was staffing.
Yeah.
And just really seeing who God has in front of us, moving some roles around.
So talk about maybe how staffing is done now and what it means going forward. So just be really specific about kids ministry, youth ministry, all that kind of stuff.
Right. So right now, you know, Joseph Peterson oversees kids in both campuses, been raising up...
Youth.
Yeah. Did I say kids?
Yeah,
youth ministry. Been raising up a guy named Thomas Hanna. He did it last Monday night, did a great job. And so he's going to be coming in quarter time, but right now the baton's going to be passed on to him. Clara, who right now is halftime kids, halftime admin, is going to go into full admin. And looking at Sabrina St. Mars coming in quarter time to just help on
with
leading kids ministry. Josh Duell, really excited, feels so part of our family right now. He's going to continue on halftime in discipleship classes, evangelism, training, community groups, and preaching.
Preaching, yeah.
And so we are, I mean, I literally just last week wrote some new job descriptions for all these roles, and this Saturday having them all over for dinner and just starting that new staff
it's
culture.
It's like, in a sense, you're planting all
it
over
is.
Again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so guys like Joseph or Courtney, who oversees our kids ministry for Westside, they've been responsible for both campuses. Mm-hmm. They'll be staying here in our downtown ministry location. And so, yeah, there is some cost and some recalibration necessary so that the areas of ministry that have been taken care of thus far are. And again, that was a big part of, you know, our reflection and evaluation, because we didn't want the North Shore to skip a beat, like on the, whatever it is, March 24th, when, you know, your last official, you know, North Shore Campus Sunday happens in the next week. Like, the next week, we want it to have a smooth transition. That doesn't mean that there won't be some changes and different faces and things like that, but we want to, we want this to be a strong next step.
Yeah.
Do all we can, realizing again that there's some things that will change and some experiences that maybe won't be experienced by people on the North Shore again and vice versa, but there will be fantastic things laying ahead that they, the people over there just can't see yet, that I'm so fired up
for. Yeah, I'm fired up. And I said this to our people on Sunday, that I just have a God confidence, not only in God's leading, that He has a greater maturity and some works for us to walk in on the North Shore, but I have a God confidence in them. Like, recently, just in the last 3 weeks, I've had people come up to me and go, hey, just so you know, I do graphics and media, would love to play a role in this.
That's awesome.
I do IT. I know how to run your board and light. I'm like, where have you been? Finances.
Right.
And just seeing that kind of come alive in our people.
Right.
Where you're right. I mean, for the first, I remember for the first year or two, it looked like everything was taken care of. And I had to regularly, before my message, go, hey, it looks like everything's taken care of here, but we need you to show up. And so I'm really looking forward to it. And the ministry space, I was there last night looking at it.
So talk about the ministry space. So people don't think that that's where you're gathering.
Right.
This is an office slash classroom. It's like a hub space, right?
Hub space.
The 24/7 space outside of the gathering at Park and Tilford Cinemas, which will continue on.
Yeah. So I love the location. We're at First in Lonsdale, which is just the heart of North Vancouver, where all the festivals happen, Pipe Shop, where we do our Christmas Eve and Easter.
Right.
So it's First in Lonsdale. We're on the fourth floor. We're above a beautiful cafe and a yoga studio, and the guy who's renting next to us is a shaman. So it's going to be it's gonna be a lot of fun.
You're in Athens, man.
We're right in Athens.
Yeah.
But just the fourth floor, big classroom space, few offices, a kid's space, because that's really important for us on the North Shore, and band space. So it'll be, Lord willing, just used for Alpha in January, used for classes and women's Bible study, already having it booked. And so that'll be ready for us the first, they're saying now, the first week in December, and we'll launch that out in January. And it'll be really exciting to have that space and a... For me personally, just a presence, a permanence in the heart of the city, where I feel like for our people, it's time to burn the boats, and it is God who establishes us with this
that
church.
Burn the boat analogy, that's a favorite one from one of our elders.
Yeah, he loves it.
I can't even remember who that
Casey.
Is.
Casey. Yeah,
is it Casey or Serge? I thought it was Serge.
Why
was
they
burn
both
the
like
boats.
To burn the boats?
Now, I know we always get excited about, you know, hey, 97, 95% affirmation or whatever it is, but I can't speak for your heart, but I know mine. I always think about that 3 to 5%.
Yeah.
And because you don't want to, I don't want to, you know, run roughshod over anybody.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I want to, you know, Jesus said, look, if one leaves, you know, go and find the one and leave the 99 behind. So, so as a pastor, as a shepherd of the people on the North Shore, what were some of the hesitations? I know it was a you know, it was by ballot, it wasn't by hands raised or people didn't speak into it, but just in the conversations, what were some of the hesitations that you heard or just questions?
You know, the biggest one, and this is just a compliment to being Westside for so long, is youth. And just where we've grown as a ministry in our youth ministry, and Joseph's
he's done a great
just
job,
done a great
man.
Job in discipling the youth. I mean, we have like 15, 16 North Shore youth that come Mondays. They meet Thursdays over on the North Shore as well. I mean, they'll have that space. But I think just the friendship, it's really relationships that have been formed, and the discipleship, and the sense of I think security for people, finances has come up a few times.
Yeah.
Like, can we do this? Are we going to be okay?
Right.
And by God's grace, I can say with great joy, we have been a self-sustaining campus. Yeah. It's hard to measure though, because, you know, we don't calculate Aaron Rose and Tiffany who do our media and the videos. So that'll be new for us and things like that. But those
are
the big ones.
Even over the last couple of years, we've tracked that very carefully. And so we were very, this, you know, people, I assume they think this of us. You know, we dot the I's, cross the T's about 600 times mm-hmm. before we come to a place of, we're ready to go on this. This mm-hmm. is the income level. Here's the expenses. Here's how we can do this. Yes, it will be a faith-filled, mm-hmm. A tight budget, but absolutely doable, not stretching, but calling mm-hmm. The people to make this their ministry wholeheartedly by mm-hmm. themselves, with a commitment to, by God's grace, plant more mm-hmm. out of the North Shore, out of the Shore Church.
Yeah.
And I know that's your heart.
That is our heart.
Which, again, you know, people have asked questions about, okay, you know, when you plant a church, what sort of requirements do you give them? And at the end of the day, you really can't give them any requirements. They're their own entity. Mm-hmm. But this is where six more now, I mean, eight years of ministry, eight or nine that we've been working
almost
together.
Almost nine.
Where I know what you're about and mm-hmm. I know what I'm about, and the big rocks in the jar are absolutely shared. Mm-hmm. And then there are, you know, other things, maybe style and some of the function and so forth is maybe different on the ground. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what you're about and what you're committed to, I mean, we're absolutely on the same page in regards to that, or else I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But you know, just trust that mm-hmm. would continue on. So, so time, I think I mentioned April 1st. So between now and then, lots of stuff going on. And probably moving into that ministry space in January.
Yeah.
They're doing a bit of a renovation. It's a 100-year-old building. They're doing a renovation. You've got the fourth floor, half of the fourth floor. And they're redoing a bunch of stuff
redoing
inside.
Redoing it all.
Yeah.
Adding a staircase and,
yeah, it's always
and
good
rebuilding,
to have, have stairs, man.
Yeah, you need stairs, yes.
To get up. But you got an elevator too, right? You got a service elevator.
It's, yep.
So you got that, which is nice.
Yeah.
Anything else in terms of this discussion that we should hit just to let people know? We're trying to do as much as we can to get the information out.
Yeah. I mean, timeline right now, we're 5 weeks from Christmas Eve, so really excited. We're going to do two gatherings, 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. at the Pipe Shop.
Yeah.
From there, we'll have alpha invite cards and just really calling our people to evangelism. All the role changes for our staff, we're going to begin in January.
Okay.
And then January will be a great time we'll do a delve. We're going to do some prayer as a ministry, pull our community group leaders together and begin to, by January, February, have a shape of what the Shore Church will look like.
Yeah.
So March will be a time where we're ready. We're kind of functioning as two full churches and then one.
Yeah.
On April 1st.
You know what gives me, maybe end with this. I always think, I don't know if there's other lead guys that listen to this or not. One of the things that always gives me assurance has given me assurance over the years in terms of many ministry decisions is there's a cost. Mm. There's a cost. There's a cost all around. Like there's a cost. Pastors like going, yeah, you know what? You know, we're a multiple campus church and, you know, da, 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 da. They like that language. They like being able to say, you know, on my bio, so-and-so is, you know, he's planted a church, is this many
right.
people, and it's, you know, meets at six different campuses over... They like that. We like that. When there's a cost to saying, we're one place, you know, this many people, that actually assures me that this is a good thing. There's a cost to you. Mm. There's a cost of hey, we're not that far away, but the relationship will be different. There's a cost because we won't see each other in staff meeting. We won't hang out every week. There's a cost to your people. There's a cost to our people. There's the dying two things. And that seems to be the MO of God.
Mm-hmm.
God calls us to die to things for the sake of something bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think if we think we can do ministry year after year after year, and there's not going to be a cost to it, for the sake of the kingdom and the growing of the bride, then we really haven't thought well. So that always gives me a sense of assurance. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. Anyways, if they want more information about this, just go online. You got your own website launch and around the launch of the ministry.
Around, March, we're thinking. Put that up, coming soon.
Okay, so right now they can just find you on wchurch.ca if they want to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have people living on the North Shore, if you go, man, I'd like to support them, help them in this transition. There's, anytime you do this kind of stuff, all of a sudden you've got added costs.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never really publicly said that, but there's a cost to, website development. There's a cost to transition. There's a cost to that. So if they want to, step up and support, especially by, year end, that would be great. Obviously. So seek God's face on that if God's leading. Mm. Anything else, man?
I just want to say thank you, because I think, when the son leaves home and realizes when he hits the ground how great it was, I think he wouldn't be that kind of person without being in that kind of home. And I think the strength of the Shore Church is our roots as being a West Side campus, and we'll never, like I told our body on Sunday, that what you love about being West Side is not going anywhere.
Hmm.
Like our core, our roots, our convictions, our commitment to making Jesus known and being word-centered, this is who we are. This is us. But now we have an opportunity to be more concentrated, to be who we are. Like, so I'm so grateful, and I think the hardest part for me personally would be that relationship. I don't want to leave home, but I know the only way we're going to grow and become what God has these works for us to walk in, because we're following his lead, is if we leave.
Hmm.
But we will be forever grateful and indebted.
Hmm.
So,
thank you, brother.
Love you. Thank you.
Yeah, love you too. You want any other information about this ministry? Like I said, wchurch.ca. I don't know when we're going to do another one of these roundtables. It's not like we've
2018.
Heard a ton, it's not like we've heard a ton of people going, hey, where's the next roundtable? So we'll see if they're helpful.
So thank you,
if you like these, man, send us an email, and we'll do more. And until next time, this is Norm for James. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us for this episode of the Roundtable Podcast. For more information about the ministry of Westside Church, go to wchurch.ca.